Thank you for calling XPO. This is Shelley speaking. How may I assist you today?
Hello, this is Daniel. I am a manager at Lowe's calling. I was wondering if you'd be able to tell me the scheduled delivery date for a customer.
Okay. Yes, sir. Can I have the customer's telephone number, please?
646-372-2353.
Okay. Thank you. Yes, sir. For Justine Conado?
Yes.
Okay. And the address I'm showing is 34 Holly Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me see. It looks like per market manager, it needed to be rescheduled due to mechanical issues. They were trying to reach out to them, but they were having telephone issues, and they weren't able to actually reach anyone.
Okay.
Yeah, so they were actually, we were trying to reach out to the customer, but they, I guess they were having some issues with their phone.
What day was the delivery rescheduled to?
It hasn't been rescheduled yet. We were, like I said, we weren't able to speak with, directly with the customer, and we can't auto reschedule for them.
I can put
them.
The customer on.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, this is Shelly from XPO.
Hello? Yes.
How are you doing today?
I've been better.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. It looks like this was originally scheduled for the 15th. My team has noted that they tried to reach out to you, but they weren't directly able to connect to anyone because they were trying to reschedule with you.
Okay. So here we go. You called my house with a machine, said that my oven would be dropped off at the curb, and I was calling you for 2 days because you called the day before, and I called you the day before and the very next day when I was supposed to be delivered, and no one answered, and I left messages to call me back. And I left messages to call me back because you have an automated system stating if you want to call back, to call you back. And then because of the virus, that you had to ask additional information, and nobody ever calls me back. Now, your company is stating things and stating that they spoke to me. Finally, I spoke to a gentleman at 6 o'clock in the evening and said he was going to talk to a manager. He couldn't get a manager on the phone and have the manager call me. And that never happened either. And that was at 6 o'clock last night, after 2 days, after being on hold for 4 hours and leaving multiple messages on your automated system that I would be kept in line to be called back, which never happened. So I don't know who you're talking, who is saying that they spoke to me. Because that never happened.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. That's just what the note said.
I paid for, well, I know, but this is what the gentleman said last night. And I said, I can't have it delivered at the curb. I had surgery. I haven't been out of the house since April. I ordered this online because I can't walk. I couldn't walk up until the last 2 weeks. I had knee surgery. I was on crutches. I haven't left my house. I don't need it dropped at the curb. That's not going to help me. I paid for installation. I paid for it to be brought in. I paid for it to be my oven to be removed.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand who spoke to me. Please tell me who spoke to me.
Oh, yes, ma'am. It was just documented that we were trying to reach out to you. You said you did speak with the gentleman last night?
I don't know who it was.
Okay.
And he was supposed to have a manager call me, which never happened either.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Now, for us on our end, we have to clear everybody, regardless of paid for installation or not. We just have to ask those needed questions so we can clear you. Now, for this,
okay, but
we'll
the thing
have
is,
to...
I kept calling and calling, and nobody even answered, and nobody called me back after multiple messages. So how are you clearing me if you haven't spoken to me and don't call people back for 2 days?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I wasn't aware that there was an issue with our automated service, but I'll definitely have my manager look into that.
Okay. So you have questions? I do not have coronavirus. I haven't been in contact with anybody. I haven't left my house.
Okay. Now, for this, I have to reach out to my dispatch team and see if we can go ahead and get another ticket created, because this was originally for the 15th. So if you give me just a brief
second,
I know. I'll try to reach out to them. Can I place you on a brief hold?
Yes.
Thank you.